Okay, so we're holding the page. Asher v'emuna. V'hine mikan tshuvas haminim v'gilu shayosh tausam hakoyfrim bashkacha pratis v'oisus moisat teira. This is the place where people make a mistake, and this is very similar to Nefesh HaChaim. Kikasha yetzit latzorif, kashayotza latzorif kli, shuvin akizoch liatzorif. An artisan that makes some sort of vessel, when he finishes with it, he hopefully you don't need him again. Kiav shayodam misalokasim and avoylach libishuka kli kaim and tabnisa b'tzalma mamish, kashayotza liatzorif. So even if he's, he keeps going on, there's no problem. It stands. That's how they also feel. Shaivarts, like Hashem Baruch Hu was needed to make it. That I'll buy into that argument. But once he's gone, he's gone. Ach toch mir ois einei mahev la gadol shemayis enishak loisov shu yesh mi yesh rak shemishana tzur vatmuna mitmunas chatiras kesef munas kli lavayin shavarts shu yesh mayin. They fail to understand the difference between yesh mi yesh and yesh mayin. He says, he gives a mashal for proving his point or showing his point. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kriyas Yamsuf, so he had a wind blow all the time, which means that without having the constant blowing of the wind, it would go snap back to where it was. That's similar to our situation, where if you were to have the Maisa Bria stop at any point, things will go back to nothingness. Means stones stand very nicely without intervention, because that's the teva. Water doesn't. So you see that the fact that you made something, there's no logical argument that, listen, once something's done, it's done. It depends very much what its innate nature is. So just like by the water, you would imagine that its innate nature is to move, and therefore if you took away the that which holds them in place, they wouldn't move. Here also, if they wouldn't have taken away, if there wouldn't be the Dvar Hashem, which would mechaya them, then it wouldn't it can't sustain itself. Bekol shekem kavachim bebrias yesh ma'ayin shilamayla mateva vehafla vafela yisim kriyas yamsuf lachas kam vekamish shebistalkus koyach abayim and nivro chasse sholm yoshev and nivro laim vefis mamish tzorach lias koyach hapoil benifol tomid lahachis ol kaimoy. So you always have to have the koyach hapoil benifol to keep it going and be mekayimit. Behenin Pchinas Oisis Hadibur Masor Mamora Shabem Nivru. So the Diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Asor Mamoris are, so to speak, what we could be taifis as the Ratzon Hashem, as the ongoing Ratzon Hashem, as the Valze Nema Va'atu Mechaya Skulom Altikri Mechaya Elo Mehave Dehainu yesh mayim ve'ato heim bechinas ve'ato heim bechinas what's one second, just take it. Hello, Ken. Ani lomed mishu achshav nisiti ma. Hello, I need a sales mat. Yet I'm a tough. I do have a tiny issue. My ate and kinus oasis malafat tough. Vahe he motors a pair, mekor oasis. So the ve'ato means, so he's meram is the word ve'ata, aleph atof is all the oisius, and the hey is the pchina of the hey motzah esapeh. So the ongoing dibur is the ve'af shein lo d'mus haguf. So you can't actually associate things of dibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hari mikra mola diba kosa vaidaba sham vayim Hashem. So there is what we do have on diburim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, while we can't in any way picture a mouth on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't visualize a mouth and anything inside Kaviyachol, but what we can picture are words, because it says Vaidaba Shavim Hashem. Because in this world, the world contains diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no matter how you slice it, that's there.
Is that a different type of mashal? When we say Pi Hashem, Yad Hashem, we don't picture a Yad, we picture it as a mashal for an Anhaga.
So I guess,
is this different than that? Is this also Dibur is Anhaga or Dibur something more?
I'm not sure why he is raising the problem, unless what we seem to be saying is that the ongoing Ratzon Hashem is expressed in the Dibur. In other words, it's the Dibur, the Oisis, the Heis, and Heimor Tzazapeh, which would kilu mean that that's the Etzemohus, maybe he's bothered by that more, I don't know. V'yivchiz Gaz Chofetz Oisir Yoynes L'Neviyim U'mislavshes B'sichon Ratzon Mare Nevuah. V'gam Achshav Diburim K'mon Shekosuv Ruach Hashem Dibur B'Yimolos HaLashayni. So Lemaisa, the Navi gets it, there's a bria of a coil that hits the Navi. So the first level of the bria is some sort of coil which the Navi does get, and b'meila the Dvar Hashem is a dove kail. Okay, ainze is slapshus or isis bebruim. It keeps going down and down till it becomes the physical mitzvah that we have. So Asogas HaNeviim is something above, and it's something which Neviim, so Neviim are masig at the Dibur at a higher level than when it's become what's the right word for it, when it's become realized in a guf of some sort. The toif is at a higher, but at the end of the day we refer to the same Pchinas Dibur, to the same entity HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to convey his message. So the Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu is a certain concrete part of it. V'atam chayes kulam is that there's a constant dibur that's manifest in the world. Neviim pick up on the dibur much higher up than we do. The Maral says this point in the other direction. Really, he speaks about nevuah. Why is it a nevuah that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nevuah with the ma'isa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chayza from it, because once it's become a ma'isa, then it's already part of the mitzias. It's already concretized. It's not a plan. It has an element of as if it's already done, a done deed. He also says about Chacham Arifin Navi. He speaks about a Navi knows only the things that are in the Metzias already, but he sees it at a higher point. Moshe Ma'adavadah, if you're standing on a mountain and you see a rock starting to roll down, you know it's going to crash down on the bottom of the hill because you've seen it at where it's beginning its descent. So here also, it's beginning that descent, that's where we catch it.
The point before about this, the Dvar Hashem, Rabbi was saying before, could it be that the Dvar Hashem is something which we have an expression through Neviim? Other Hanhagas of Hashem is no expression that happens through a human being in any way. It's all Kash Baruch Hu's Hanhaga.
Okay.
It's something actually we have, something which in this world actually comes out
Right.
In a much more concrete mitzvahs.
Okay. Well, could be. Good. Yeah. It's. But on the other hand, I mean, there's no. You can't really pin down any hanhaga linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mashi Sikras Yamsuf, you say, who could have told HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But there's nothing that's a pu'ula that clearly says it's Hashem. And Dibur is Hashem talking. In many ways, it's a much more powerful point. It's everything else is, you know, like, who else could it be but him? It must be him. It's a roundabout pu'ula. This is something which is the etzem.
And the Koyomar Hashem. This is it.
Right, and that's why in some ways it's much harder to be toifis that could be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there are ma'asim in this world that originate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True, everything originated. But Dibur is much closer to the Pnim. V'hine, Ache Divorim V'emesayilu Kol Maskla Dov V'yovni Shuroi Ech Shekol Nivri V'yesh V'emes Nechshav La'ayin V'efes Mamesh G'abakoach HaPol V'ruch Piv Shebin Nifal HaMehaboy Zetom Etzim Ayin Yesh. So everybody understands, once we understand that who we are and what we are is the Dvar Hashem that's Mechayas Tamit, it's a certain sense of non-existence. Umashakol nivra v'nifal nirlo niyesh ma'amashas, even though they look to us like they're mashas, zeh ma'amashashenu ma'asigim v'royim b'ine basas k'ayach Hashem v'ruach piv shebenivra. That's because we're blind to that. Aval ilu nitna rishus la'ayin liras la'asig z'achiyas v'ruchnis shebechol nivra. Hashek fe'a po'im mo'itzi b'Hashem v'ruach piv. If we were to see that comes from chiyas, like a balloon that you see constantly being blown up by the air that's coming into it, you wouldn't say that, this is a big, we have an air mattress, this is a big mattress. It's nothing, it's plastic, and the air is holding it up. Ruchnis Hashefelo Mimoitze Piashem Ruach Pivis Farach, Hula Vada Matsir Tom, Mephis Vayan Liesh, or Mehavoy Soy, Imkain Ephes Balade Bemis. So it's really Ephes Balade. Falmoshul is there. Who Oira Shemesh, Hamel Oretz Ladorim, Shuziv Oira Mispashit Miguf Hashemesh. Venirla in coil Meir Al Oretz of Hala Olam. Just like sunlight we see coming from the sun and enlightening the entire world. והנה זה פושט שאור וזיו הזה יש גם כן בגוף וחמק על השמש עצמו של השמיים. Obviously, if there's light coming down here, it must be in the sun as well. שמספש מנרוק כל כך, כל שני כל המקוי בממש. So obviously, if it can shine and make so much light here, it's certainly in the sun. רק ששום במקוי בממש נחשב הזיו הזה לעין ואפס ממש. But in its שירש, the light that we have here is totally unnoticed. So the sunlight that we see is so bright, if we were sitting in the sun, we wouldn't even notice it. It's only here because we don't have anything else. Masha'in king should mekoyre beguf Hashemesh, a neufel of Shem yesh klal, rak Shem ayin ve'efes, kib emus hu Shem layin ve'efes mamish. So when it's in the sun, it's bottled to the shayrish and it's ayin ve'efes. She'im me'er Shem rak mekoyre levali shuguf Hashemesh me'er ve'es belodi. V'kadvor ma'ilu mamish bidmusam kitzalmo mem kol abruyim lega b'shefa loiki miruach piv ha'shefele mahava oisam v'u mekoyre. So this is true of any being in the world that is a nivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that. So the reason that we see a world around us is because we don't see the Dvar Hashem that's Meschab and connects them. So the fact that we're blind and we don't see the trail of where it's coming from allows us to see it Yesh, and I guess also the our very selves. We look at ourselves as beings that have yesh to them, because we don't see our hisbatlus to all the things that are to Devar Hashem. So the hester, so to speak, is that which allows us a sense of existence. Rak shebzein amoshal devan limshal gam nechura shebemoshal ena mokav mitzias klal bchalal oylam v'la aretz shenir sham oyrei leish gama masha enkin kolabrim mukarem tamid rak sheena mokav nir leina basa. So obviously, the sunlight that comes down to us, once it reaches us, it's no longer the sun. So it is minutik. So even though we understand it comes from there, it's part of there, but at the end of the day, when it comes to us, it's gone. There's nothing there. Masha'in kein by Kadosh Baruch Hu, where all the brim of him karem tamit, rak she'ena mokar nir leine basa, v'lomein betel mitzisim karem. So he's bothered by the following shaila. At the end of the day, we do exist in the mokar itself. At the end of the day, yes, we may or may not see it, but we are totally mechubah to the shayrish and to the mokar. So why would we not become butl to our source? In other words, let this overwhelming presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevatlas. And that's what he's going to go on in the next parak and speak about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world that wouldn't become batel. In many ways, I mean, he's touching on very Shorosh Teginyim, where it has different names, but basically, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere, then where's the room for us? At the end of the day, and you're saying, you know, there was one picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he drew back to let us run it, chira, whatever you want. But he says that picture is not an accurate picture at all, because ibal karchach. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu became invisible, and on a very, very technical level, we're able now to go into averis, and that's why we're bechira. But tachlis, be'etzem, why are we not bottled to our sherish? That's going to be what's going to be in the next parak.
Means like, Rabbi says that technically you can still do a verus. Like every move we make is still having the chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
That's Rabbi Minitin.
Right. So technically, no. I understand the mechanism why I can feel free to do a verus. But how does it work, Batsim, that you have that?
I guess how is there an I doing the averus? Is
right, and how is there an I existing bechlal? but my neshama knows that it's in the mocker, you know. I guess better said, what's the mechanism HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the bria so that the bria doesn't become swallowed up by this hakar, this understanding? Uh-huh. Okay, you want Shiva?
Yeah. Right.